Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain trade finished the week extremely strong today, with corn being up 6 to 8 cents, seeing the highest level we have seen in quite some time. Matter of fact, if you go all the way back to July, this summer was the last time we had seen these levels for corn. March corn at 407.5. It looks like where it's going to close. It did trade as high as $4.10. Now, soybeans also strong. Did not make new highs, but retested the right shoulder of that head and shoulders pattern from a couple of a week or so ago. But that was 10.54. We closed today up 5.25 at 10.47.5. And then wheat futures up both Kansas City and Chicago up strong. March up 6 at 6.33.5. July of next year at 6.39 up 4.25. And then Chicago wheat up 8.5 at 6.06 in March. July at 5.25 at 6.06¾. So really across the board, we finished today very strong. Then we had December, last trading day for December grain futures. That happened today, so you saw a few really wild moves, but really that passes, and now March will be the front month for the corn and wheat, and now beans, of course, is still January is the front month.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Monday morning, we're going to kick off the week with the NOPA crush report. It's expected to be in a record for November of 165.404 million bushels. Previously, it was 165.38. That was the previous record. So we're expected to beat that record set back December 2013. Now, last month, we were at 160.1, so we're expected about 5 million bushels more for November than October. So overall, it looks like there's really good demand for soybeans, and then we'll know that Monday morning when that report's released. Also on Monday, we'll get the latest FSA acreage numbers for the corn and beans in 2014. Now, previously, they were a little bit below what the final numbers ended up being, so maybe that has something to do with the rally. Maybe those numbers are a little bit lower, but that is also on Monday. And then another thing driving the market today, specifically for corn, is the talk that the Ukrainians are struggling to honor some forward contracts that they had made with China. It looks like they're going to default on about 20% of the forward contracts, and that's pushing the markets higher. And then China also lowered an import restriction on a certain genetically modified corn strain.
And your number?
It's 877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, February live cattle 40 lower at 162.17, April down 70 at 161.40. Feeder cattle down the $3 limit, January at 225.60, March at 221.25. February lean hogs down 110 at 83.25, and April down 135 at 84.35. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat closing up 6 3/4 at 6.34 1/4, May up 5 1/2 at 6.37. March Chicago wheat 9 higher and at 6.06 1/2. March corn up 9 at 4.07 1/2, May up 9 1/4 at 4.15 3/4. January soybeans 5 higher and at 10.47 1/4, May up 4 3/4 at 10.59 1/2. March cotton 6 higher at 60.54 and May up 5 at 61.07. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.